Fair dinkum. I've lived in Japan for a while, but people are often surprised to hear that I come from Australia because my accent is now quite neutral. Australians are well known for their accents, which can be difficult to understand for people who have learned mostly American English. Many Japanese have joked to me that the phrase "have a good day" sounds like "die well" in Australian English. That's because of the way many of us pronounce day. It can sound like "have a good day." But it's not just pronunciation that makes Australian English unique and sometimes difficult. Australians love playing with words. Our general rule seems to be, if you can make it shorter, do. For instance, in Aussie English, oh, by the way, Aussie English means Australian. Afternoon is often shortened to arvo, journalist to journo, and mosquito to mozzie, for instance. This might have helped me understand some Japanese terms like eokon for air conditioner or akeome for akemashite omedetou. Despite being completely different languages, it seems Aussies and Japanese people play with their languages in similar ways. Aussie English also has some rules to the way we shorten words. We often add IE to the end of words when we shorten them, just like in Aussie. I can give you other examples. Breakfast becomes brekkie, football becomes footy, we Aussies love our sports, and barbecue becomes barbie. We like a good barbie too. But Aussie English also has some truly unique expressions. Sometimes we make expressions longer, another way of playing with words. One example is flat out like a lizard drinking. I often use this when I have a lot of work to do. This comes from the phrase flat out, which means giving maximum effort and speed, kind of like zenryoku or seiippai in Japanese. No one knows where flat out came from, but adding like a lizard drinking adds some of our nature. It makes it sound more Aussie. A lot of our unique expressions comes from our history. Many of the early settlers in Australia came from the poorer classes in England. These people would also play with language, often using rhyming words to express something very different. For instance, pork pie means lie, not telling the truth. This simply comes from the rhyme between pie and lie. This can be really difficult for people to understand. In fact, even Natsume Soseki, who was a master of the English language, struggled with similar slang when he arrived in England. Strangely, not all of our slang comes from English. One very famous Aussie expression is fair dinkum. The phrase fair dinkum is used to say something is genuine, true, or good. Apparently, this comes from the Chinese language. During the gold rush in Australia, many Chinese workers came to dig for gold. The way they would say true and gold sounded like ding and come to English speakers. So the Chinese for true gold came to mean something good or true in Aussie English, fair dinkum. While Aussie English can be hard for others to understand, I still sometimes use it in Japan. Using Aussie slang feels like home. For instance, sometimes I'll ask my kids, "Do you want a raw googie with your sukiyaki?"